Blog Talk Radio.
Today are productive members of societies. These people are bringing a word and a letter and a message of hope to people that would, you know, normally not hear if it wasn't for you guys giving them the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be able to be there, John.
You know, I'm really glad that you're with us. And we got Kenny P over there. Kenny's snapping pictures and we got, oh, you know John Henry too, huh?
Yeah.
John's the bomb, man.
Yeah.
I've known John for, he was my first sponsor. Oh, my God, look. Everybody's stepping up, giving me sign language.
Yeah.
What's up with that, Your Honor?
Hey, you know, it's just a love fest out here. You know, I'm so happy to be here. This is terrific. It's a beautiful day, and this has been a beautiful opportunity for us to spread the message that recovery is an asset.
You know, live on, I got to tell you that Bob, the general manager of WNN 1470 AM, made, you know, a few of these hours possible for us. And,
thank you,
you know, Bob. And you know something that's funny? He listened to the show that you were on.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And, you know, he stands behind, you know, Holistic Lifestyles radio show and our guests. And, you know, we appreciate his support. And I appreciate the support of people like yourself and, of course, you know, in the rooms. And, what you know, the messages that you guys carry is just awesome. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Yeah, and likewise, John.
I love it. So, what's on the agenda for tonight?
Agenda for tonight?
Yeah. You're going to hang out until 6 o'clock with us? I'm on the air until six.
That'd be great. I'm going to hang out for a while.
Good. Good. Hopefully later on we're going to be interviewing Eric Burden if everything goes right.
All right.
And I'd like to have you back on right after that.
Well,
that's up to you.
I have an event in Broward County tonight that I have to go to. You know, I have to stay close to the community.
Well, listen, I'd like to have you back on our show when we're not, you know, doing a live remote.
I'd be
hang
happy
out
to.
With us, me, you, and Chris, and we'll have a good time.
I want to get Chris's 12-year medallion.
How about if you come on Sunday night and we'll do it?
This Sunday night?
Yeah.
Is he celebrating already?
I think he celebrates already.
All right. I'll be there Sunday night.
Sounds good. We're going to have Judge Pollock on giving Chris D. from the First Step Sober House his coin. Don't tell Chris. I hope you're not listening, Chris. All right.
Can I reiterate the...
You can talk about whatever you want, Judge. This is your forum when you're on my show.
Thank you, John. I just want to talk about the details about this very important meeting again before the county commission. It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 5 p.m. at the Broward County Government Center, 100 South Andrews Avenue, room 400. Please, please come and help us save our treatment program. Thank you.
You know something, Your Honor? I think you have a fan over here, I think. Kathy, this lady Kathy standing right here, I think she was one of your drug court attendees. Yes, and she.
I think so.
And I think she wants to say hello to you.
I'm going then.
All right.
Can I go now?
You can go.
All right.
Judge Pollock, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, John.
It's always a pleasure.
Be blessed, everybody.
There you go, Judge Pollock, in the house. She's hanging out, enjoying the day. We're down here in Bicentennial Park, having a great day. InTheRooms.com. Of course, we are here with the Rally for Recovery. Goes on until 6 o'clock tonight. I'll be on the air. We're looking forward to a whole lot of fun. And we got Richie Supa from Aerosmith up on the stage right now, jamming out. We got, of course, coming up here shortly, we're going to have a gentleman that we probably all know, Eric Burden and the Animals. They're going to be coming up. Right now we got a gentleman named Mr. Bird playing the guitar. You might know him because he is the lead guitarist for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's a beautiful day when you can listen to Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitars. Yeah, baby. Well, listen, you know something, South Florida? If you are in the area of Bicentennial Park, or you can come on down to Bicentennial Park, you can see Ricky Bird, you can see In the Rooms, you can see, of course, our show of Ricky Supa from Aerosmith. You can see Eric Burden in the Animals. You can hang out, have fun. You can walk around, have a little bit of food. There's all kinds of great food here. We're having a great day. We got Ricky. We got Ricky, RT, and Kenny P. They're hanging out with us, and of course they're in the rooms, and they made this all happen. And of course we're looking forward to having them on here in a minute. And when we get to hanging out with them here, hold on 1 second. I think I got RT heading my way. And of course we have Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's an amazing thing. I grew up with this song, making me feel old, man. You know, we have a great opportunity for people to come down and show a show, of course. If you're in recovery or you're somebody that might have a problem or you're somebody that has a family member that has a problem, this is the rally you want to be at and you want to come down and hang out with us. Because you know something? When you come down and you see all these people hanging out having a good time, good, sober, clean fun, that's what this is all about. People having good, sober, clean fun, enjoying life on life's terms. I got RT sitting next to me from In the Rooms. And you know something? RT, you got one hell of an event here, and we thank you for the job that you did.
Thank you guys for coming out. This is just amazing. I'm overwhelmed. Ricky Bird's playing now I Love Rock and Roll. Next, Richie Supa's playing In the Rooms with the Hepcat Boo Daddies and Ricky. This is just fabulous. I'm the MC today. Buddy had to leave, so I'm going to have to run. But you got my co-founder, Kenny P., here, who can talk up a storm.
Actually, Kenny's going to have to move over to your mic. But you know something? I am, RT, I am so grateful that you had Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and Holistic Health Magazine a part of this, and you allowed us the opportunity to carry a message of hope that you guys have surely been carrying since last October, since you opened, since you opened intherooms.com last October.
Yeah, thank you. It's been amazing 11 months. But, John, thanks to you guys. I mean, you helped us out promote this, and you've been really onto it, and you've given us a lot of great radio time. You're here. People love it, and you'll be part of this next year for our second annual.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to having you guys a part of the next year in our radio show and In the Rooms.
Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. All right, and you know something? RT is one half of the whole. And now the other half of the whole, Kenny P., has just sat down with us, and Kenny P. made this all happen. And you know something? I have an opportunity right now to be able to speak with Kenny. I'm kind of doing things a little flop-sided. But, Kenny, I need to see some information here, and there's an organization called Take Shape for Life, and I want to talk to you about, you know, the realistic, you know, everybody can, you know, pitch their stuff, but when you actually get involved and you start to do something that makes a change in your life, you want to shout it from the rooftops.
Absolutely.
So if you could move up on the mic just a little bit, because we got to be close to the mics because of the music.
Gotcha.
But with Take Shape for Life, what is this all about?
Let me tell you something. I had a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Bruce Burroughs, lost a lot of weight last year. We just saw him, and he's looking great. He's kept the weight off. And I said, hey, Bruce, how did you do this? And he told me, and you know, I've been on diets. I got clean back in 1982. And I was on the heroin diet, $1,000 away, all the weight I wanted to lose.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I've had a problem with weight since I got clean. I've put it on. I've lost it. It's been a rough, rough time. And I got on this thing 2 weeks ago. They put me on. It starts off with prepackaged foods, But it's a whole lifestyle. I understand what I'm getting into. All I can tell you is that I've taken off 17 pounds in 2 weeks.
Is it like a cleanse? What is it? I mean, what does it do?
No, it just, there's stages of this thing, and there are people that coach you through this. They guide you through it. It's just like sponsorship. You've got somebody that holds your hand and walks you through the fears, and I got my person is Bruce, who's really been tremendous. But not only did I take the weight off, more importantly, I'm now a type 2 diabetic. I'm off of my insulin. I don't take any diabetic medicine, and my numbers are as perfect as they've ever been. In fact, better than when I was on my insulin. So it's mind-boggling. I am sold on this thing.
So when you have a situation where a person is saying that they can't do it, they don't have the support, this is a way around all of that.
Absolutely. There are people that will guide you. They coach you through it. That's the most important thing about this, is that I'm not alone. I know that in my recovery. I know that in anything I do. And this has been such a tough thing because, you know, I can quit a lot of the things I've had to handle in my recovery. Food, you always have to have some. You can't do 100% on that or you're in trouble. But if it's prepackaged and you have an ability to get a head start and feel good, I'm just blown away by this.
Kenny, you know, I know that when you talked to me about this originally and you told me what you had, I knew it was something that definitely people needed to hear about. And that's why I want to take this time to be able to let the listeners know on Holistic Lifestyles Radio that this is a true, actual statement from somebody that is actually doing the program themselves. So it isn't somebody just getting on the air saying, hey, listen, try my stuff. This is somebody that's doing it, and they're finding results. It's just like the program. The only way you're going to do results is by putting the footwork in. If you don't put any footwork in, you get no results.
That's it.
So here's somebody that's doing the footwork, and the results are Take Shape for Life. And, of course, we're going to have a representative on right now in regards to Take Shape for Life, and they're going to talk to us about what's going on with them. And then when we get done speaking with Take Shape for Life, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a station break. And, of course, what we're going to ask you to do is talk directly into the mic. Be right on top of it. And let me get your name.
Terry Miller,
pleasure to meet you, Terry. And you've lost 35 pounds in 6 weeks, 6 years ago, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you've been able to maintain keeping that off, is that correct?
Yeah, that is the great thing about the program. It helps you change your habits, and it changes your habits, and you move on, and it has tools to help you keep going. And we all have a personalized health coach that assists us and coaches us, and even a cheerleader sometimes.
That's beautiful. And what made you guys get involved in this whole thing? I mean, what made you, was it the fact that you tried diet after diet after diet and it hadn't worked, and you had to find something that would work for you, and you put this together? Is that how it all came about? Or?
Yes.
All right.
I had diet.
It must be a psychic.
Yes, all the above. You probably are you're probably just referencing everybody who has diet and diet.
Absolutely.
And diet. Yeah. Well, Take Shape for Life is not a diet; it's a plan. And I had actually tried everything. I mean, I could list off everything I tried. And actually, at that point, my mom was actually dying of obesity. We have a history of that in our family. And I was just, I had actually saw a friend that had lost 90 pounds since I had last seen her. And other than her vibrant smile, I probably would have not recognized her. And I said, you know what? I want to know what you're doing. I don't care what it costs, what it tastes like, but I just as long as I feel great while I'm on the program. And so she gave me the information about the program, and I started the next day, and the first 20 pounds, I lost 20 pounds in 20 days. And my husband and I just sat down and made a list about all the people we loved and we wanted to tell about this great program. And to date, our family has lost over 1,500 pounds, and that has just been probably one of the most rewarding things. But Take Shape for Life is a subsidiary of Medifast, which is the support arm, coaching arm for Medifast, and it is just a phenomenal program. I know that you're going to bring on Dr. Pepe here in just a minute, but the thing about the program is the program's great. It's actually a fat loss program, not a weight loss program. So wherever you have fat is where you lose it, which is very nice. I appreciated that. And when you're in a fat burning stage, you have high energy and low hunger, low cravings,
so it was easy to stay on. You're highly motivated, and what it also does is it puts you in the teachable moment where you're able to learn some new habits. It took us a long time to learn the habits we're in, and Dr. Anderson actually has written a book, Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health, and it's kind of like our health Bible, and it's fabulous, and I strongly suggest it.
Is there a website or something that people can check out and check into this thing? Because what I was going to find out is if you guys were going to be here until the 5 o'clock hour, because if you're going to be here between 5 and 6, it's going to be a little bit more quieter. I'd like to take 15, 20 minutes to have you guys come back on between 5 and 6 tonight right here, and we can talk about this more. And I'm going to have Dr. Pepe on. He can talk about it. This is a good intro to it. So that way, between 5 and 6, people can really hear a clear, crisp message of what you guys are doing. And I think it's warranted to be able to hear that. And then I'd like to have you on the show during the week. We're on from 2 to 3 every day on WNN 1470. So I'd like to be able to hear more about this.
Outstanding. Yeah, I believe, Dr. Pepe, we can be on here. Absolutely. We'll come back. And in the meantime, if you have questions you'd like to have about it, if you just want to email info@kwtsfl.com. We will make sure that we send you some information about it, but we'll hear you back here in a couple hours, I guess.
Absolutely. We'll see you back here around 5:10, and you'll be on until 5:30.
Great.
Sounds good?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. Hey, listen, another fine, fine message. And, of course, we are not a glum lot. We're all hanging out. We're having a good time. And WNN 1470 AM is making this possible along with Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We are so happy that people are, you know, here at the rally. I mean, you're hanging out at the stage. It's a great, great day. We're enjoying our lives one day at a time. That's beautiful. If you want to take a listen, this is In the Rooms by Richie Supa.
Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
We're down here in Bicentennial Park in Miami, and of course, we are hanging out with Rally for Recovery. InTheRooms.com, and we just got soloed and big-time blown out by a gentleman that everybody knows, Ricky Bird, the lead guitarist of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And Ricky, unbelievable, man. Great stuff.
Thank you.
And Ricky, I understand that you know intimately about recovery.
Yeah, I think you could say that. This is my month. September 25th will be 22 years sober.
Wow, congratulations, man. What made
I do say I'm still a rock and roll pirate, just without the drugs and alcohol.
That's beautiful. What made you make that ultimate leap of faith?
I was dying.
You were dying?
How's that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I pretty much used up all my dance tickets.
where are you from originally? It sounds like Boston.
No, oh, man, I'm a Yankee fan.
You're a Yankee fan.
I grew up in the Bronx.
Did you really?
Yeah, Bronx, New York, right up the block from the stadium, and then moved to Queens, right by Shea Stadium there, which I played with Joan in 83,
okay.
Even though I'm a Yankee fan.
How did you feel working on the turf there?
The only thing I could think of, because I went to Flushing High School, was I hope some of those kids that used to give me a hard time was at the show.
It's always a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, a little payback is a bitch.
Yes, it is. it's an opportunity when you have a person like yourself,
yeah.
That, you know, you don't forget where you came from, and you keep a golden heart, and you can see that. You show up, and you carry a message, and you support people, and that's a beautiful thing, man.
It's funny because there were a whole bunch of tents here where you could buy T-shirts and this and that, and I went, and back when I got sober in 87, when I was still on the road with Joan, I had my little AA medallion there, and I used to wear it on the album covers, and I used to get all these great letters from kids, you know, because at that point I didn't talk about it, you know, on interviews or anything like that, because
it was a little stigma back then, too.
Yeah, and I just didn't know that. I mean, now I don't really care. Who knows? Everybody saw me falling down. Like, I don't really care. So, you know, I'm proud to be like this. But I used to wear these. I used to get all these letters, you know, from kids and stuff. And I still stay in touch with them. Of course, they're not kids anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But, there was no choice, you know. I had no choice.
Joan Jett was what, 82, 83?
I joined the band in 81, and then we recorded the Isle of Rock and Roll record, and,
wow.
And that was that. And then
that was the kicker, man.
Yeah, and I was just, I got caught up in the
The insanity?
Yeah, in the insanity, but in the rock and roll lifestyle,
okay.
That you read about. I mean, all my heroes, either writers, or you know, Errol Flynn or Keith Richards, you know, they all partied, you know, and you get into this illusion that you have to party to be good, and which is obviously
not true.
No. And I just got caught into it. The thing about me is I have alcoholism in my family, so when other people could just stop, I just kept going forward. And, you know, by the end, I was just a freaking mess.
And why do you feel that, you know, you made it and other people haven't? Because, you know, I mean, I believe that this is a grace, you know what I mean? It's just amazing, isn't it, how it, some people, you know, they try and they just don't, you know, die. It's
well,
a day at a time, thank
says,
God.
As it says in the book, in the steps, you know, about being honest, you know, there are some of us that just can't be honest. They still don't think they have a problem, you know? I mean, my thing was I didn't go to rehab or anything like that. I woke up one day after a long night. I was looking in the mirror. You know, my wife was peacefully sleeping. And I looked in the mirror, and, you know, my thing was, like, I love looking like a, you know, like a dead person. That was part of the rock and roll thing, no? You know, like black eyeliner under the eyes dripping and 128 pounds. And
we were just talking about Keith, weren't we?
We were, yeah. And I looked in the mirror, and I just had, that was it. I mean, I really tried from the time I was 30 to 31 was the year that I really tried to stop. And that was the year I realized I couldn't stop. I was very easily led. I mean, it didn't take much to get me to go into a bathroom with somebody, you know.
And I love the fact that you can be honest enough to be able to carry a message and be able to let people know where you came from. Because, you know, I believe that, you know, people need to, you know, hold the accountability to the recovery and let people know what they've done. Because, you know, something, when we were out there, listen, I lived under a bridge. My last year, I was under the 79th Street Causeway. And, you know, something today, I want to shout it from the rooftops that, you know, guess what? We can change. Things can happen. We're not a glum lot, and we've got a message to carry. And, you know, people won't have to die of this disease anymore.
No, and you know what? There's a thing about anonymity in the program. You know, some people can lose their job if their boss finds out that they're in a program or something like that. I mean, I don't really care, you know. I got nobody to looking over me. I mean, I tell people, I don't preach to people. When a person's ready and they come asking for help, I'm there. But I, you know, you can't bring somebody to the, you know, you can't bring somebody to the well if they're not thirsty.
You know, one of the things that I do on my show is I don't talk directly about, like, a, you know, I don't mention by name 12-step
right.
organizations. I talk about 12-step approaches and 12-step organizations.
Yeah.
And people, that there are plenty of 12-step organizations out there for all types of addiction.
And truly, I hit them all because meetings are meetings are meeting to me. I mean, I have, you know, I have one that I have gone to for 22 years, but I go to, I mean, I'll walk into any room.
So you're a true believer, a homebrew.
Yeah. But, I mean, I will go anywhere, and if I hear one thing for that hour that, you know, keeps me clean, because I don't make any, there's no mistakes about it. I mean, I'm, you know, with the time I have, it's still a day at a time. So I would like to think that there's no way I'm going to pick up, but that's where you fall into the trap.
You know, Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts has been gracious enough to sit down at our table and talk to us here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, Ricky, you're a power of example for myself. You know, I'm a baby in recovery, and, you know, other people like me that, you know, if you can do it, anybody can do it.
That's exactly right. But it is a day at a time.
Absolutely.
I mean, 22 years went by pretty fast, actually. And you know what? The only thing I can say is, sober or not sober, life can be a struggle. But what I have now is tools. I got a bag of tricks.
Like a toolbox.
Yeah, that I can reach into when things get rough. You know, I might have been born with lacking certain judgments. But now I have friends and people that help me get through times when things are tough. And you get through life a day at a time. And then all of a sudden, it's 22 years, and I haven't used, and it's pretty cool.
And
unfortunately, I'm 22 years older.
Hey, you know something? Sometimes I feel like I'm like 13 going on like 2. You know, and it was when I put down the drink and the drug, I was emotionally crippled. You know,
yeah,
now
you got to learn, you got to start from scratch. But that's the nature of the steps. It tears you down and gets rid of all the crap, and then you start from scratch to build up a new person. The thing about me and Richie, this is the first time I know Richie 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we played together. We played on the streets together.
Okay.
This is the first time we ever played together on music.
Oh wow.
I mean, we write together, but this is the first time we've been on stage together.
But, oh, that's a cool thing.
You know, we used together, and now we've been sober together. And, you know, I love Richie dearly. We didn't speak for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, we just got lost somewhere, and we didn't talk in sobriety. But, you know, we found each other again on Facebook, funny enough.
No kidding. Facebook's a bomb.
And I just went, hey, Richie, how you doing? And that was like 10 years didn't go by.
So
today was a blessing. I mean, I came down here also to do this and to write some songs with Richie and just...
So you're hanging out in South Florida for a while.
Yeah, tell you the truth. Like, you know, this past year has been a little bit of a struggle, you know, sober. And I said, you know what, this is going to be a great place to be with my pal Richie and also to be here amongst people that all are in the same vibe as I am and just soak it all in. And, you know what I mean? Sometimes the streets of New York, man, can sometimes just beat
tear
your
you
brains
up,
in.
Tear you up.
Yeah.
I'm from upstate a little bit, Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yeah.
But I used to go down to the city all the time and go back with my tail between my legs after 4 or 5, 10 days.
Yeah, but it's tough anywhere. But, I mean, you know, I just needed, it was good to get away from home. I have a gorgeous 8-year-old. I miss it, you know, dearly. She's never hopefully going to ever see me trashed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a good dad and a good husband. And that comes with this stuff, man. It's all in the bag of tricks.
It's all a product of your recovery.
Certainly is, but I'm still a rock and roll pirate. Let's not get rid of that.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of those things that will be a trademark secret that we won't tell anybody. Only
yeah.
the listeners on WNN.
Do not think you cannot have fun when you're sober, because that is a lie.
You know, it's what I've been screaming for the last 2 weeks. Listen, you need to come to the rally, because we are not a glum lot, man.
No.
We have a blast.
Come on. You know, you have so much fun, and not only that, you remember what you did.
You can remember the next morning.
Exactly.
You know something, Ricky, we want to thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Are you going to be hanging out for a while? Or are you going to be
We're going to hang out for a little while. I'm on a me and Richie are on a songwriting marathon. We got to finish.
Right.
We got three songs to finish before I leave tomorrow back to New York. So we may go back to his house in a little while and
So you got three
pen and papers.
So three songs in a night.
Well, we start. I came in on Thursday, so we got Thursday, Friday. We did it, and you know, tonight, you know.
Back in the day, what did it take you to write like three songs? A week, 2 weeks, 10 days, with
well,
all the antics that went on with it?
We could have written 100 songs, but they weren't good. It's amazing how many songs when you can record if you're doing coke.
And then they never make sense.
No, they all stink.
How long have you been a songwriter?
Oh man, I've been playing guitar since I'm 9.
Wow.
I mean, I had I started writing songs in. I mean, I started getting songs cut in 77-ish. You know, and then wrote songs with Joan. I played with Roger Daltrey. Songs on his record. You know, played with Ian Hunter.
Hunter was bomb. I loved Ian.
Yeah, I went out after Mick Ronson passed away, and I went out with Ian, and then I went out with Southside Johnny for a year and a half.
Southside.
Who's the greatest? Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
You know, none of these. I was Southside was at the Hard Rock here. About 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and I. Like call people up, hey, Southside Johnny's here. They're like, who?
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to be kidding
Dude,
me.
His music is so cool. That was the coolest band. And those guys from playing with, sitting in for Bobby Bandiera, his longtime guitar player, who went out with Bon Jovi.
Yep, I heard
the second guy. So South called me up, so I did that for a year and a half. And from that, I got to be friends with the whole band, obviously. And I have a little, you know, rock and roll outfit in the city called NYC Hit Squad. And I just have a giant list of great songs like You Don't Know Like I Know or Hang On Sloopy or just whatever, Chuck Berry. We play in the city every once in a while, and I got the Asbury Juke Horns.
No kidding.
A couple of guys from that, you know, so like, we're friends
forever. La Bamba and those guys?
No, not La Bamba, but like Chris Anderson,
okay.
Joey.
Yeah, well, La Bamba's now on
he's in L.A.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
so
that's
I don't
right.
know. I don't know if he plays with them at all. But South's a great guy. I'm so lucky. I wanted to be a rock and roll guy when I was 13, and I got to play with a lot of my heroes, you know.
I seen him at the Chance in Poughkeepsie
one
time.
Yeah, we used to play the Chance all the time.
Yeah. And
there was always snow. There was always like 5 feet of snow on the ground.
Unbelievable, man. I used to go to the Chance all the time, and I seen Southside at the Chance one time. And I'll tell you, he had like I think he had just gotten 90 days.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was just 90. Well, I shouldn't have said that. But again, you know, bottom line is I was shocked, you know, and he made it a point to talk to the crowd. It was cool.
You know what? People find it when they're ready to find it, hopefully. I mean, I know my dad, you know, like in the city, I used to go to the Mustard Seed all the time in New York City.
Wow.
That was the place I went for a long time. And, you know, I heard afterwards that my dad, who's been gone since 79, he went there, you know, and, went to some rehabs upstate. It just didn't take, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say. It's the luck of the draw or something. I don't know what it is. I'm just lucky I'm one of the ones that got it. And all you could do is, you know, watch out for your brothers and sisters. You see somebody that looks up and goes, hey, you know, what's that place you go to?
Yeah.
I'm having a little problem. What's that place? But if you sit down and you try to talk to somebody that is not ready, you are Beelzebub himself. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you see it with family members. I mean, the denial in family members. I get phone calls from people that say, hey, listen, you know, my son has a problem. I really need all this help, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. Well, you know, this is what you need to do. Well, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. You're saving his life. Oh, no. It's not that bad.
And let me tell you something. You know, even with the time I have, if I don't use the tools on a daily basis, because it is a daily reprieve, I have a little voice in my left ear. It's Beelzebub, and he says, Ricky, we just had an opening. Are you interested?
Well, you know, we really appreciate you being on, and
no
I want to get Richie on, and want to get you
my
guys
brother.
Writing, and you know, of course, Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and of course,
formerly of Joan Jett.
I
actually played with Joan from '81 to '93,
did
and then
know?
I went out with Roger and the
Roger
Ian and all that stuff.
So
yeah,
wait,
I could call him Rogers.
So who are you playing with now? Just solo?
Yeah, I mean, I'm finishing a record in Nashville, and I do cool things. I got involved with some great people, Jeff Carlisi from 38 Special, and I do a lot of corporate really cool things, which, funny enough, is more fun than being in a band, because every time I go out and do one of these things, you know, we'll go to, like, Cleveland every year, and we're like, the house band for the Rock Hall. Big. They had this giant benefit in the Cleveland Convention Center. It's, like, me and Lib and Will Lee and Paul Schaefer, and we back, like, everybody. It could be Mitch Ryder or Billy Squid. It could be. And so every time I do one of these things, I'm with a different person. And Carlisi, who's my buddy, you know, everybody loves 38 Special. They grew up on that, right? He's got this thing where he does these camp jams, and I go out and I do them. I do them at schools, or I do them at corporate things, and it's always great because I'm always playing with, like, Simon Kirk from Bad Company.
Simon Kirk's great.
Or this one. So every time I play, it's with people that I pass. So, you know, you're on the road a lot. Everybody thinks everybody knows everybody because, you know, the Blackhearts, we toured with ZZ Top and Aerosmith and The Who and Deep Purple, but you never really hang out with them.
No.
You're, like, when they're on, you're on the bus going to the next town to set up.
So you're if you're playing before them, you're always off and on your way.
Or even if you're the headliner, you really don't get a chance to hang much unless you're in a town for a couple of days. So this gives me a chance to make new friends with people that I always wanted to pal around with, you know.
Well, that's cool. And you get to carry your message as you're doing it.
Yeah, quietly.
Nice.
Quietly.
I love it.
They could see it in the shimmer in my eyes.
Got to take them shades off, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, we're going to
Richie here, man.
We're going to go to a break, and when we come right back from that break, we are going to have Richie Supa, formerly of Aerosmith. He's going to be with us, and we'll be back right after this message.
God bless.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now and you'll receive 3 great bonuses plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and 2 free books. Call toll free 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. And you're not going to believe this. We're getting blown out right now. And Eric Burden and the Animals are coming onto the stage. And Eric Burden's going to be on here in a minute. But we have the man of the hour, as far as I'm concerned, and that's Richie Supa. Richie Supa makes it a point to show up at recovery festivals all over the place. And you know something? It just goes to show his heart and where he's at. You know, I haven't had the honor and the privilege of meeting him up until this moment, but, you know, I have heard great things about you, Richie, and thank you for being on our show this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And you know something, I understand now that there's a resentment going on that you guys are, if I'm not mistaken, Ricky is has the whip out, and you guys need to have three songs done by tomorrow.
That was the deal for him to come down here. If I could write three songs for him, he'll come down and play on the show. So I said, okay, let's do it.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, hey, listen, when you can use a barter system like that, man, you might as well use it.
You never know.
Absolutely. So how long have you been, like, trucking around the circuit in music? You started out a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been playing music all my life, but, you know, I've been playing in bands since I'm 17 years old, and got signed to a record deal fairly early, and just always had my foot in the music.
And you started out and collaborated with Aerosmith for many years, didn't you?
Well, I started in Long Island bands. I was in a band called The Rich Kids, which was a very large local New York tri-state area band, and we garnered a pretty big name. And then when we migrated to New York City, I just happened to go and audition for the Broadway show Hair.
Wow.
And got the lead. So I did Hair for 7-8 months. And
is that when it first came out? Or
yeah, I wasn't the first guy to do the lead. I was like the third guy to rotate into the show, but it was still the number one show on Broadway. But it opened so many doors for me, including a recording contract. So I had to make a decision between continuing doing Broadway or start, you know, becoming a singer-songwriter.
So let me ask you the big question. When you had to get naked at the end, how did you feel?
I felt naked. It was for pretty, you know, it's easy to take your clothes off when you want to in a party situation, but when somebody cues to you to take your clothes off in front of 8 people, it's a little bit different.
You know, I remember the first time I seen Hair, and I was like, I knew they were all going to get naked, but I didn't know it was going to look like this.
Yeah, it was pretty wild stuff, none of which I can speak about on the air, but it was a pretty free show, and everybody was smoking pot back in those days,
so
it was like, you know, the joints that we were passing around on stage were supposed to be like props, but of course, we had a guy actually rolling the good stuff.
Did you say pot or prop?
Prop. But somehow a couple of real ones got in the mix, and we were feeling good.
Eventually went on, and you wrote Amazing, and you wrote a couple of other great songs with Aerosmith. How did that collaboration take place?
Aerosmith was being managed by the same management company as I was, and I was a singer-songwriter. And through our manager, we were introduced, and Steven would come over to the house and had a studio there. So we would just do what we did, back wild and crazy guys back there, play music, write songs. And he actually heard a song called Chip Away the Stone, which was on a solo album of mine.
That's
that was
great.
The very first
song
that they recorded.
Song.
And then they did When the Lightning Strikes, and that was their first MTV video, and just...
You know, I got to tell you a story. I was in Orange County Speedway in upstate New York, back. You know where Orange County Speedway is?
Sure.
I'm in Orange County Speedway, and I was there with WPDH from FM out of Poughkeepsie, New York, and we were at the show, and they were doing as lightning strikes, and it was pouring, and lightning was striking everywhere. And unfortunately, of course, I was a little bit of a bad boy back then. I was eating acid at the time, and it was the most standout, memorable experience that I can remember actively using in a concert, because the last time I seen this guy, Eric Burden, I passed out under a seat after the second song. They had to tell me the next day what it was all about. You know, I'm glad that you're carrying a message of hope for people in recovery. And when did you finally make a decision for yourself to say, I'm done, and you didn't end up like under a chair like I did?
Well, I mean, it's well documented. I got into a lot of trouble. I got busted in the state in New York City, and so I was in a lot of trouble. Somebody set me up. I was the resident rock star, and some low-level kid on the street got busted and set me up, and it was a reverse thing, and I had 20 cops in my apartment at 10 o'clock at night on a Monday night, and they were all fans of the band, and they saw the gold records on the wall. They knew I wasn't a dealer, but I was busted.
Yeah,
busted is busted, whether you're using or dealing. You're busted. So my life was put on hold, and I found H and I in jail.
Okay.
And so that planted the seed. And I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I just couldn't take it anymore.
And you know, we were talking earlier that, you know, 5% of the makeup of addicts and alcoholics are the variety that walk around with a paper bag and live under the bridge.
Oh,
the other 95% are average guys like me, you know, like you and, you know, of course, Ricky.
Absolutely. I mean, there's people out there that don't even realize how unmanageable they are with their drinking and prescription drugs. It's just unbelievable. And I was just having a conversation the other day with somebody who gets high every day when they come home. And I go, you know, that's the sign you need to look at.
Right.
We're not talking about smoking a doobie every third Friday or Saturday.
Right.
But you know, it's part of your ritual.
Every day is a makeup.
And every day isn't exactly.
Yep.
So you know.
And here's a question that I have for you, because I think it's an understanding that youth today, the kids today, that are going right to the medicine cabinets of their parents and picking up OxyContins and Percocets and all of that stuff, and they're going to school with it. What could you say to the youth of today that you probably should have heard yourself, or I should have heard myself when we were younger?
I mean, you know, this whole drug thing is something that society puts it out there. You know, society makes it really, really easy. And, you know, the parents medicate themselves with the slightest little thing. And, you know, I think it's a parent's responsibility. I personally don't keep any narcotics in the house, even when I need a medical procedure in recovery. When they're done, they're gone.
Absolutely.
And so I think the parents need to be, you know, more responsible in what they do with their medications. You know, if you put the bait in the house, the kids will bite.
And I think that, you know, when you look at the overall youth of today, you know, and they're sitting in front of Xboxes for 30 hours a day and there's only 24 of them, and they're doing all of these things in compulsion after compulsion. That's what this society's about today. You know, once they get that first one, that compulsion is there. You know, and for an undeveloped kid, you know, it's really easy to just fall into that situation. So I appreciate what you're saying. And if you had to give a message right now to the listeners on WNN 1470 and the listeners on Blog Talk Radio, what would be that message for people seeking recovery or family members of recovery?
I mean, recovery, when you have an addiction, when you're drawn to alcohol and you're drawn to drugs, you know, it eventually is going to take control. And, you know, it's a very slow, ongoing process. So if you know, this is free. Recovery is free.
Absolutely.
You can go into walk into any meeting and just listen to what they have to say. I always tell people that, you know, it doesn't cost anything to go in and see what's going on. You know, maybe you'll relate to that one person. And that's all I needed when I heard a guy from the Bronx who did the same stuff that I did, and I went, wow. you know, where do you go to a meeting? Oh, Tuesday night I'm over there. So I went to hear him again. I started to get, wow, I started to associate with his behavior and the things that he did. So it's an ongoing, you know, recovery is here for everybody. It's free for the taking. Go in, you know, if you're curious, see what it's about. And it's and whatever you learn in the rooms, it's portable. You take it with you.
You know, it's funny. We were just talking about the toolbox of life
yeah.
that you get when you're, you know, sober.
Yeah, and I'm in the room music business, so I deal with bands all the time, and I see them taking, you know, breaks and going out and smoking and snorting blow and stuff like that. And they I have to preface them because I'm a writer producer, and I have to say, listen, don't feel funny. Because I don't do that stuff anymore, but if you're curious about how I do this without the use of drugs, talk to me. And a lot of them, 9 out of 10 of them, are curious.
Well, and when it comes right down to it, you know, if you drop the seed, sooner or later, if they run into an issue, they call you, I'm sure.
Exactly. So the old adage, the old saying, you know, when the pupil is ready to learn, the teacher will appear.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so...
Richie, you know, I know you have a lot of work to do. I want to thank you so much, you and Ricky both, for, you know, being on our show and being a part of Rally for Recovery, intherooms.com. You writing the song In the Rooms was intense. It was a beautiful song. It was a great thing.
Thank you. And, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the rooms. I mean, I was promised if I sat down and put the cotton in my mouth, and just listened, I would get my life back. And I'm back writing and producing, and I owe it all solely to the rooms.
You're a great man.
Whatever program you're in, whether it's AA, NA, the 12 steps or the 12 steps, just remember, it doesn't matter where you get your recovery.
Any A will do you.
Any A will do you. I mean, the same disease that took the alcoholic down the basement to find his vodka is the same disease that took me down the alley to cop a bag of heroin. So, amen.
Amen. Richie, thank you so much. We're going to go to a break. WNN 1470 AM. Of course, Blog Talk Radio. We will be back right after this message.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
What if I told you you could own a brand-new $65,000, 1,500-square-foot home for under $1,000 a month? What if that 1,500-square-foot home had all-new built-in Whirlpool kitchen appliances, no closing costs, and get this, no real estate taxes ever. If all this sounds good to you, it's available now at Kokomo Mobile Home Community, where you can live the Florida lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Kokomo is a community for adults 40-plus that offers all types of group activities, from golf outings to barbecues, from poker tournaments to bowling leagues. All this, once again, for under $1,000 a month. Kokomo is Palm Beach's best-kept secret and is located at the corner of Military Trail and Lantana Road. Call Kokomo and arrange a visit today. 561 area code 965-4303. That's area code 561-965-4303. Welcome home to Kokomo.
Have you seen today's paper? Another industry going to Congress for a handout. The record labels.
I know, and 3 of the 4 major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
The same stations that raise money for our local charities.
They actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies? I'm going to call our representative right now.
Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for the Mind, Body, and Spirit Medical Hour with Dr. Stacy Ginsburg and Gus Barney. Saturday and Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we're sitting down here in Miami at the Rally for Recovery, and we're all hanging out. Of course, it's a great opportunity to be able to come down to Bicentennial Park and hang out with us. We're going to listen a little bit right now to Eric Burden and the Animals.
Please don't let me down.
birding the animals. And you know something, you're listening, you're having a pleasure right now. That is live from Rally for Recovery in Bicentennial Park in Miami, Florida. And if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio or you're listening on WNN 1470, I want to thank our sponsors for this event today. We have Brain Training Centers of Florida, Jocko's Automotive of Pompano, and, of course, we have the Soul Sobriety, which is out of Miami. And I have one of the sponsors of the Holistic Lifestyles radio show that airs all week long from Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11. We have Chris D. from First Step Sober House, sitting right here to the left of me, and you know, Chris has been a big supporter of the show, but not only that, he's a big supporter of what's going on with, of course, the jail systems right now. And Judge Pollack was on earlier, and she was talking about what's happening, and what we're going to do right now is we're going to have Chris tell us. Chris, how you doing today? What's going on, and what's coming up with these events?
I tell you what, I'm doing great. What a beautiful day it is here. I caught myself singing.
That's beautiful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot going on in the commission, the city commission, and we were there on Thursday night addressing the commission, convincing them that they need to put some more money into the jail system in order to keep the inmates abreast to the need for recovery.
And when you got people like Judge Pollack and Judge Rosnick all stepping out, and, you know, in from their comfort zone, so to speak, and saying, hey, listen, this is something that needs to change, wouldn't you agree that it's, you know, has some merit?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was privileged to be able to speak to the mayor of Broward County at the commission, and I told her flat out, you take these programs away, and the rate of recidivism and the crime rate will go up in Broward County. And that's just one county amongst the state, amongst the country.
I love the idea that, you know, people all rally here for one purpose, and that is to help each other and to be involved in each other's lives. You know, we just had the ultimate experience of having Richie Supa and, of course, Ricky Bird on the radio show, and they all said the same thing, man, you know, that this is a together thing, and we can't do this alone, and, you know, we need the support and the help. So on the 22nd, make it so. Be out there, you know, rally for us, you know what I mean, and be a part of helping people get the help that they need, you know, even if you don't believe it, even if you don't want to believe, you know, 20 years of experience with Judge Rosnick and, you know, years of experience with Judge Pollack that say that it works. You don't want to believe them. Just take a step of faith and show up at the commission meeting on the 22nd. And, of course, Chris, where is that again?
That's at the City Hall, which is the Broward County Center on Andrews and Broward Boulevard.
And you know something, the 17th, they're having it down here, and Judge Rosnick explained that earlier. It's right at the courthouse, right down here across from the courthouse in Miami, and they're doing the same thing down here. So please, you know, if you get the idea that your voice doesn't count, it's no big deal. It is a big deal, and please be there. It is a big deal. You know, everybody counts, every voice counts, especially at that last meeting. That's what's really going to turn the heads. So we'll look forward to being there. I'm going to be there. Chris is going to be there. Danny Lubers is going to be there. There's a lot of people that have dedicated themselves to be there on the 22nd, and we will be there.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. You know, I'm going to bring a lot of people that were at First Step and Second Chance that were court ordered. We were there, like I said, last Thursday, and it turned a lot of heads. You know, especially when you had people that were ordered to go through these programs standing there, and you couldn't tell them apart. No one's wearing an inmate outfit or some sign saying, hey, I'm an addict. There are people that just blended right in with the rest of the crowd. And, you know, when I went up there, I looked at the mayor and I said, you know, I'm a homeowner. I'm a father. I'm divorced. And I have a business. But I'm also a drug addict. But you didn't know that.
And a product of one of these programs that
absolutely.
You want to cut.
Absolutely. And that was how I closed my conversation. It says, if it weren't for the drug sales in Broward County, I wouldn't be able to stand here wearing a suit, being a father, and you know, all the other things that go with the joys and the wonders and the possibilities of recovery that started in these jails. And this is where I got the exposure, and this is where hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of other people have had at least the information to start on that pathway.
You know, Chris, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you aboard with us, and I'm, you know, so thrilled that, you know, we've had a lot of history together over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, to have you as a part of the Holistic Lifestyles radio show and have you a part of our lives is a benefit and an honor, and I'm really glad that you're a part of it. We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to have G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program, and then we're going to have a lady here speaking about the broken picker. Ooh, warning, I might have a broken picker.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
She's been passing out signs all day long. We'll be back right after this message.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3 CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. And, of course, we are listening to Eric Burden live. It's a beautiful thing. If you can hear that in the background, which I'm sure you can, we want to thank Eric Burden. We want to thank Richie Supa. We want to thank, of course, Ricky Bird and all of the rest of the bands that have been out here all day long. We are, of course, live at Bicentennial Park in Miami, Florida. And for the listeners on WNN 1470 AM, we want to thank you for listening. And also we want to thank the Blog Talk listeners. Blog Talk, we are, you know, a big part of blogtalkradio.com. And also the listeners that are listening on holisticlifestylesradio.com right now. It's been put out all over the place that you can be listening on that. And I know this morning we already had something like 18,000 hits to the website. So we're looking forward to, you know, a lot of people listening and downloading the music. You know, we're looking forward to it. And most importantly, we're sitting here right now with an alternative approach to recovery. It's G&G, Holistic Addiction Treatment Program, and we have, of course, Ms. Goldfarb. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Just happy I didn't have to go behind Ricky
Supa. It's a beautiful thing, man, to listen to this kind of music and have the enjoyment of remembering it, you know, the next day.
Right on.
So what can G&G do for somebody that is looking for recovery that's kind of different than anywhere else?
The idea with a holistic program is that it's non-traditional. Alternative treatment is really sort of like the way of the future when it comes to treatment. And holistic treatment specifically, it has a mind, body, spirit approach. So the idea is that we can't just treat the symptoms, which is the drugs, the alcohol, the using. That's all really bad, but that's a temporary fix if that's all we touch. So the idea with holistic treatment is to really get to the core of the underlying issues and therefore better helping. In my personal opinion, because I'm also a really satisfied customer, therefore better helping the addict or alcoholic.
You know, I'm really glad that Jerry and John, 23 years ago, decided to do what they did, you know, and G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program can be reached at, what's the phone number there?
The phone number, 305-945-8384.
And you can reach them, of course, by calling 305-945-8384.
The 888 number is 888-354-8197.
Okay, and that's 888-354-8197. Make sure you get that phone call a call if you're looking for recovery today. We also want to take the time to, of course, have some people, you know, speak with any of the intake counselors that might need help. You know, we help people, family members. You know, G&G is there to be able to help anybody. You know, there's a lot of different programs. We're here to be able to let you know that, you know, alternatively speaking, they are one of the best in the industry. So we're glad that they're a part of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, being a sponsor. And, of course, we will look forward to having G&G back with us. And is there any parting words that you'd like to say to the listeners?
Thank you so much for having us. This is a great event, and we're happy to do it. And if you ever need anything, we're always here to help, so call us anytime at 888-354-8197. Our commitment is to help people get help.
Sounds great. You know, thank you very much for being here.
John.
We're going to look forward to having John back on. John's been on about a dozen times now, and we're looking forward to having him back on in a couple of weeks when he gets back.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Sounds great.
Bye.
All right. You know, we're looking, we're really looking good here. You know, the bottom line is we're having a lot of fun. And we're having a lot of informational sources that are taking place here. And, you know, have people coming on one after another, one after another. And the bottom line is that we look forward to having people like G&G and Destination Hope. And we're going to have a lady on right now, something about a broken ticker. And we'll be back. Okay, hold on 1 second. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, man. Something about a broken picker. Hold on. All right, we have a broken picker. And what's this? The broken picker fixer. Oh, we have the broken picker fixer. From heartbreak, the soulmate, finding the love you desire in 12 weeks or less. What's up with that? What's up with that? How is that? How's that work, Dawn?
It works very well.
Does it? You want to speak right into the microphone.
Okay.
So what made you make the decision to write the book, and what was it that brought you to this? Was it something personal that brought you to this point?
It was my own experience.
Okay.
I had a broken picker, and I didn't find a way to fix it that was written in a book. But I was given some techniques to use, and they worked. So after I was complete, I said, I need to write a book so other people can follow this. And it helps you to fix, I call it your GPS, your guide-picking system. Kind of like in a car, if your GPS is broke, you end up at the wrong place all the time. You end up with the wrong men all the time.
You know, it's important that, you know, when people, especially new in recovery, come in, their pickers are broken.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, here we are, we're sitting in a situation where, you know, newcomers come in and they're dead because they make decisions to, you know, go out with somebody and new in recovery and all of these things going on. And what's the choices that you have? The choices to work on yourself first, correct?
Yes. The book is basically, in order to find love, you have to love yourself first.
Okay. And yet the end result is when you're working on yourself first, then you're loving yourself.
Yes. And I tell you in the book to take a personal retreat. That's taking time off to work on yourself. And you find when you build your self-esteem, you're going to make different choices. And you're not what was acceptable at one point in your life will no longer be acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing, you know, and I love the fact that we're here to be able to carry a message that you're carrying. What I'd like to do is offer you an opportunity to come back on the show. And what I'm going to do is have my people sign you up for through the week from 2 to 3, and we'll go from there. Have you back on. That way you got some good quality time to talk about what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
All right. All right, and what we're going to do is we're going to go to a station break. When we come back, we'll be back live.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with 2 stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now, and you'll receive 3 great bonuses, plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and 2 free books. Call toll-free, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited-time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, and we're back. Of course, it's the Brain Training Centers of Florida. And, of course, Jocko's Automotive. And, of course, the Soul Sobriety, Alternative Sobriety. They are the ones that made this possible today. And we want to thank you guys for making our live most possible. And most importantly, we want to thank all of the artists today. We want to thank, of course, Richie Supa. And, of course, you know, Richie Supa is a gentleman that has been around rock and roll for years. and he has, you know, been gracious enough to be able to give us the opportunity to interview him. Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett, and of course now we got Eric Burden and the Animals, and Eric Burden, and we want to thank the Eric Burden Camp for the opportunity of him being here live to help out Rally for Recovery. And most importantly, we want to thank all of the people that have shown up today and given us all of the information that they've given us, and the feedback of InTheRooms.com and the feedback of the treatment programs that they've been able to help. And most importantly, we want to bring some people on that we have been, of course, a supporter of the Holistic Lifestyles radio show, and we have one of them coming up right now. His name is Jeff Cole, and Jeff is from, of course, the Brain Training Centers of Florida, and he's going to be on with us here in a minute, and we're looking forward to having him on. Jeff Cole is a gentleman that has helped a lot of people over the years to recover from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And, you know, Jeff is somebody that, like I said, just really helps a lot of people. And, Jeff, what's going on with Brain Training Centers of Florida? Can you give us a little bit of information about that?
Well, we're enjoying the benefits of a great new technology of helping people with their recovery program from any stage of that. People right out of detox, people coming in off the street, they've just been using. I just had a guy that came in who had been using crystal meth for 3 days straight. And
wow.
You know, it's amazing to watch them just turn around. You know, they come in and our new technology helps their brain settle down and help them start to understand what they're hearing and be able to listen and really be part of the recovery process. And it's just an amazing thing.
And how long have you seen people be able to, you know, like a turnaround time period with the Brain Training Center?
I've seen it happen from one session to 30 sessions. You know, it depends on what the issues are, you know, and how long they've been there in their heads, and how long, you know, the subconscious brain is a habitual brain, so it depends how many days they've been doing the stuff that teaches the brain to go the way that makes them want to use, you know. And but I've seen people come in and in like two sessions just drop their addiction.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible stuff.
And you're doing this from the subconscious in.
Well, I'm doing it from both at the same time. We work on the conscious brain, the one we're talking with right now, while our subconscious brain is trying to check out the shit from the crowd. So, we work on both.
It's amazing. And you know something? I want to thank the Brain Training Centers of Florida for their support, because they are one of the sponsors of the Rally for Holistic Lifestyles radio show. They're the ones that made it possible for us to sit here today. Them, along with, of course, Jocko and Soul Sobriety. We want to thank you, Jeff, for sponsoring this beautiful event for us to be here. You made it happen.
Well, I appreciate it, you know, and we appreciate you and all the message you're getting out there on the radio, and really hopefully helping people find help when they need it, you know, and that's just great. We love what you're doing, John.
You know, it's amazing, because that's all we really want to do. I mean, this whole thing is just about carrying a message, you know, something. Keep the doors open. You know, put some food in the belly and keep on keeping on, baby. That's, you know, what it is, you know. And, we've had an opportunity to be able to carry that message, and we're happy for it.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it with you, man.
And I will look forward to giving you a call and having you and a good doctor Flynn back on the show. And can you give us a phone number and any website address to be able to get a hold of you guys?
Sure. We're available at 305-796-6979. That's my cell phone, which I answer most of the times of the day. And our office number is 305-412-5050. Our website is www.braintrainingcentersfl.com. That's FL in Florida.
That's beautiful. And you know something? I love the fact that you and your beautiful wife, Janine, have worked diligently on putting this thing together and making it work for people. And you know something? We appreciate all the effort that you put in. How long have you guys been working on this all together?
We started the Brain Training Centers of Florida in the beginning of 08. So we've been doing it for now a year and a half, almost 2 years now. We've actually just started a foundation for brain training where we're raising money to pay for people that can't afford it, and also applying for grants to do research projects. So we're really excited about everything that's happening in our company right now. And, it's amazing watching people's lives change in front of our face.
Yeah, man, it's amazing. Well, we want to have you back, of course, and we want to have you back through the week. We're going to have to go to a station break right now. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Charlie from the beautiful place called St. Luke's in Miami. Charlie, Uncle Charlie from St. Luke's. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. 7414 or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. And, of course, we are here today at Rally for Recovery. And the show just ended. Eric Burden and the Animals, Richie Supa. And, of course, we had, of course, Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Ricky Supa and, of course, Ricky Bird came onto the show and talked to us about recovery and about, you know, why they made the decisions they made. But you know something, I got to tell you, that it would not have happened. We would not have been here today if it wasn't for two gentlemen. And they're sitting right here. I'm actually in the middle. I'm being sandwiched. And I have one gentleman to my left. His name is Kenny T. Hello, Kenny.
How you doing?
And then we have RT on my right. And I want to thank both RT and Kenny P for making this possible, putting the work and the effort into it. Because you know something? They were the ones that brainstormed it. They were the ones that, you know, got out there and put themselves out front. And, you know, if they hadn't done that, this would not have happened. So we want to thank these guys. And, Andrew, if you have some applause up there, I'd like to have you, like, throw in some applause for me. I know he's...
There you go. Look at that.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. We got John Henry walking in front of us. Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry just gave us a big kiss. He loves us all. We're looking... Yeah, thank you, John. It's always good to see you. And you know something, Kenny? What do you think of the end result?
It was a beautiful thing. You know, it was just everything that we were looking for. We had a great walk. It was a fantastic day we came at. We celebrated our recovery. It was a vision of hope. And I think we accomplished what we set out to do. For a first-time event, it was incredible, absolutely incredible. And I want to take a moment to thank you, John, for being here. You made it even more special having Holistic Health Magazine Radio out here and doing this. It really added so much more to this event, and I really want to thank you, RT, and I both feel strongly that you really stepped up to the plate and did what you had to do, and we were, you know, no drama, just took care of business. It was great.
You know, I hate drama myself, man, so I'm a true believer.
You've had enough drama.
Drama-free. Baby. So, RT, what do you think of the end result? Are you liking it?
Well, first of all, it's a great first event, and thank you again, like Kenny said, for being part of it. I'm just looking out on the Biscayne Bay and the cruise ships. It's beautiful. The walk was beautiful. We didn't have a drop of rain.
I was just going to say, God is good, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. God, I tell you, we were driving here this morning, Kenny. It was about 6 o'clock. I said, you know, I have somewhat of a conscious contact with God, but I only tell people when he listens.
Well, hey, you must have listened today, huh,
yeah.
Baby?
Oh, it's beautiful. Right now it's nice. You know, it's not many people here. They're all filing out, but it still looks very... very impressive with all the tents and the stage. But I tell you, Richie Supa and Ricky Bird and those Hepcat Boo Daddies just blew me away, especially when they played in the rooms, electric, with the band behind them. Wow.
Incredible.
I was couldn't even talk. I was so emotional.
What do you see in your horizon here? I know you guys are going to the 12-Step Music Fest.
We're really looking forward to that, too. That's our next big event. That the 12-Step Music Fest is so much fun. You know, I talk to people, and they say, oh, I'm going. And so, well, you get your tickets? No, no, not yet. They're going to get sold out. I think this thing, they only have a finite number of tickets that could be sold, and people are going to miss out on this thing. We were there. Ronnie and I were there last year for it, and you better believe it. When we had an opportunity to go back this year, we're going. It was a spectacular event. This was just a taste of what that event is, and I'm really looking forward to doing it.
You know, I look at people, you know, that, you know, make themselves accessible to other people and to help other people, and you guys have done that with InTheRooms.com. You guys started out 8 months ago, 9 months ago, and you started out by telling everybody, don't say anything, but we're opening this social network. And within a couple of days, 500 people all hit the site. Is that correct?
That is true. And our first event was the 12-Step Music Fest. I remember we were trying to, we didn't even have 10,000 years of recovery on the site. We said, wow, are we going to get to 10,000 years maybe from this? We just passed 134,000 years on our site.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And for people that don't understand that, might be listening, for every person that joins InTheRooms.com, what they do is they put in their recovery date, and it adds up their time in recovery. And by adding up that time in recovery, what happens is they have one big number on the homepage, so you can actually see what the numbers are on the homepage of everybody. It's collectively 45,000 members and what the collective time period is.
45,000 members, 134,000 is amazing. I haven't divided it down today, but it's a lot of clean time per person, a lot more than the average.
You know, I would expect you to be able to, like, spit that out. But since you've been dealing with this, I'm gonna let that go, Arctic. I figure you've been abused enough today. And Kenny P, you know, Kenny had the great opportunity of being on the show a little bit earlier and talking about a thing that was amazing to me, and it was the Take Shape for Life. And tell me a little bit more about that, just, you know, so you can, you know, scream to the hilltops what's going on with that.
It's real simple. You know, I started a diet a couple of weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today, took off 17 pounds, and in the process, my doctor took me off of insulin. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and my numbers have been unbelievably...
Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now and you'll receive 3 great bonuses plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and 2 free books. Call toll free 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program.
All right, and you know something? Welcome to live radio. We had a generator go down, and of course we lost our signal, but that's okay, because we're back on now, and Kenny was in the process of talking about dropping weight, and we dropped the signal. That's how much weight we dropped.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was live radio is always a little bit more exciting.
Yeah,
the whole thing with this diet is that it's easy. I was reluctant to get on it. I don't like diets as a rule, but I needed to do something, and a real wonderful byproduct of this was the getting off of insulin. And I'll tell you, I'd pay anything for it, and it's, meanwhile, this whole thing costs less than what I would spend for food. So it's a pretty cool thing. I hadn't planned on talking about it today, but, you know, what the hell, we're here, and I'm a happy camper, and I'm getting thinner as we speak.
Yeah, another thing that was great was, you know, we had a new .com come here and be one of our sponsors today called Recovery Date. You were talking about the Recovery Date on in the room. But Recovery Date, it's a clean and sober dating site.
Really?
Safe and secure for people in recovery. They don't have to mess around with people. Do they drink? Do they drug? Do they puke? Do they whatever it is. Do they gamble? It's a safe and secure dating site called Recovery Date.
So it's I'm glad that we're talking about this because I want to ask both you guys this question. Isn't it amazing how we can all cohabitate together?
Yeah.
And there's enough room for everybody to be able to carry a message. And you know, sometimes I get a little frustrated when I hear all of these people that they don't want to be a part of this because that person's there and that person. It doesn't make it crazy. I mean, it's just insane.
It's crazy. This is a place, recovery is a place where every religion and ethnic group come and celebrate recovery together. And they did it today. If you looked around, there was every race and color and creed, and everyone was loving each other and hugging each other. It was wonderful.
I'll tell you, walking on that walk this morning, who really got the biggest kick out of it were these guys that are fresh out of treatment or still in treatment. And they were walking along, and you know, at first you say, how you doing? Because it was, let me be honest, it was hot out there. It was it was really hot, and especially when you're walking 3 miles. But these guys were into it, and when you talk to them a little bit, they were so grateful to be here and see everybody out. And they said, isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? And that, you know, that just makes it all so worthwhile.
Kenny, you're talking about the walk. You, how many people? It was about 1,000 people, right?
Oh, easy, easy.
They told us it was about 1,200 on the walk.
Mm-hmm.
More people came during the concert. Some people left, whatever.
Yeah.
But we had a nice first event.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to me that we had this crowd.
Well, you know something, I'm looking around now, and it definitely doesn't look like it did a little while ago. things are being broken down. Things are being taken apart, and you know, but it kind of hurts my heart in a way, you know. I got about 2 days of work on the website bringing down the Rally for Recovery, but we're going to archive all that stuff, and we're going to look forward to next year one day at a time.
You'll see on intherooms.com, we had this video chronicled since yesterday, since we put it up. CTV from Cooper City High helped us out with two video cameras, and they were interviewing people, and we're going to edit it down and put it together. You'll be able to see it on In the Rooms.
That's beautiful. And, we were talking about the 12-step music fest, and we're in the process right now of putting it together with the techs for the Saturday the 7th for us to be live from the 12-step music fest.
Okay.
And we're going to be, of course, working on that over the next couple of weeks. So it looks like that we're going to be down there in Sugarloaf Key hanging out with you guys. And, of course, I heard the pre-requirement to go down there is you got to leave your clothes at home. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't need drugs to have naked people.
Absolutely. I was talking to Richie Supa about, his first gig was Hair. You know, he was an actor.
Right.
And I said, what'd you think about being naked on stage? He goes, it's okay to get naked, but when they do it on cue, it makes it a little difficult.
Right.
So, what's your intentions over the next couple of weeks with In the Rooms? What are you guys getting ready to do?
Well, we're winding down from this thing. We're going to take a look at what we did right, what we might want to change the next time. But we're going to get started on this pretty quickly because this, I mean, RT and I are pretty energized by it. This was such a powerful thing. You know what got me more than anything else? I don't know if you had an opportunity to talk with the drug court judges.
Oh, absolutely.
But what a powerful thing that was, all three of them to get up and talk about. They pretty much synthesized why we were here today. And, to watch, there was a point when Judge Beach was talking and somebody yelled out that she had 4 years and she had been in Judge Beach's court. That gave me chills. You know, that's really powerful stuff, and it's what we're all about. That's what this is all about, and it was really great to see them. We're going to be working on some advocacy stuff. We're going to be starting to take some advertising soon. So that's another area that we're going to focus on.
On the In the Rooms, right?
On intherooms.com, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to start building a section called Recovery Resources.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lot of beautiful things. You know, we're going to have sections for treatment centers, interventionists, addictionologist, and we're going to have goods and services from the recovery community, by the recovery community, for the recovery community. Maps, you can, it's going to be advertising, it's going to be a great thing for resources that people can find whatever they need within the recovery community.
And with that type of, that's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
You know, getting all of that information on there. Well, I'm sorry, I forget the gentleman's name that does a lot of your IT work.
The Dot Mac.
The Dot Mac,
the
Alex.
Alex the Dot Mac. You know, what are you, like, planning on locking him up in a room and, like, you know, throwing some T-bones in every once in a while?
No, actually, we have a creative team. He's part of that team. He's a big part of that team. But we have three people that will be working on it full-time, and we have a lot of other things. The lively arts section of In the Rooms is going to start being built, where we can really focus on the arts in the rooms, all the entertainers, all the writers, all the creative people, and they're going to have a place to have recovery in the rooms also on the lively arts part.
Beautiful thing, beautiful thing. You know something, I want to thank you guys so much for, you know, letting us be a part of this, and to see what you guys seen, because you know, I was able to have Judge Pollack on. I was able to have Judge Rosnick on. The message that they carried was clear. You know something, this works. And what they have been able to, you know, especially Judge Rosnick, you know, was talking 20 years of history.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that, you know something, over 20 years, what, you know, drug courts were able to do in 20 years was successful.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're getting ready to do right now, unfortunately, in some of the counties, is to really start cutting some of the funding for the in-jail programs. And, you know, that's something that can't happen. So if you happen to be in Dade County on the 17th of this month, and you can make it down to the commissioners, we would like to have you come in and, you know, rally in support what the judge was talking about. We'd also like you to do the same thing for what Judge Pollack was talking about in Dade County or in Broward County. Judge Pollack, of course, works diligently every day in her drug court to be able to help people to have a successful life and reunite families. And we want to make sure that that voice is heard. And on the 22nd of this month, at the commissioner's office in downtown Fort Lauderdale, please stop by and voice your opinion. And it starts at 5 o'clock, and you can voice your opinion there. And you can also, you know, check out a lot of this stuff. We'll have it up on the website at, of course, holisticlifestylesradio.com. And I think, you know, I'm sure that you guys will have something posted right on there.
Absolutely.
Yes, we
will. I'm pretty sure our next newsletter that comes out is going to have a story Judge Rosnick was going to write for us. So, yeah, we're definitely going to have something in there.
You know, it's like this time period that we're talking about. It's us working collectively together to be able to carry this message in mainstream. Because guess what? The voices that people are hearing today are not in my head.
That's right.
That's always good. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to make a couple of calls, and we're going to be finishing up here about 5 o'clock, and we'll look forward to, of course, finishing up around 5, and we'll be on our way back to Broward County. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. WWNN, Pompano Beach. The Florida Addiction Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now, and you'll receive three great bonuses, plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and two free books. Call toll-free, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited-time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, and of course, Rally for Recovery is over formally, and we're hanging out here. We've got about another hour that we're going to do from down here as everything's being broken down. We got Kenny P. and RT roaming around. We had a great, great day. There was a lot of people that were here. They did. There was like almost 1,500 people did the walk this morning. And it was just an incredible day, and we were appreciative to In the Rooms, of course, for making it possible for Holistic Life Styles Radio Show to be here. And we have on the phone with us a gentleman named Michael Walsh. And Michael is from Hanley Center. And Michael, are you with us?
Yes, John. How are you doing today?
All right, man. I hear you were up at the rally up north there in Boca. How'd that work out for you?
It's still going on. It's going to about 9 o'clock tonight, so it's going pretty good. People are running around. Had some bands going on today. We've got a couple of comedians tonight. Been a good day so far.
It's a beautiful thing. You know something? We had found out about it last minute. They had told us about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that I actually found out what it was all about. And so next year we'd like to, of course, if they're going to be doing that, let us know, and we'll be promoting it at the same time. So, you know, it was difficult to be able to do, last minute what we were doing here. So.
Yeah, it's not to be in two places at
once. Absolutely. And when I can do that, Michael, I know that I've come a long way. Because I could.
I used to think I could do that.
I know at one point I thought I could do it, but I never showed up anywhere I was supposed to.
So let me ask you, you know, the Hanley Center has been around for years. It's a nonprofit organization, and it's been working with people with addiction for many, many years. And this is the undertaking of a family, is that correct?
That's correct. The baby of Jack and Mary Jane Hanley. Jack was the former CEO of Monsanto Corporation. Mary Jane got sober many years ago, and they decided to dedicate their retirement years to helping families and alcoholics and addicts recover from the disease of addiction.
And did you find yourself over? I understand that you've been with the organization off and on for a few years, and you have found your way back home about a year ago. And what is your job title, and what do you do for handling?
My job title, I'm Director of Admissions and Business Development. I'm actually my third-time employee. It's my fourth time at Hanley.
Okay.
Fifth time if you kind of count the family program when my father was in treatment.
Wow.
So I am, you know, kind of over the front end and the back end, you know, trying to make sure that we get people in, and if not, get them to appropriate treatment. If they can't come to Hanley for whatever reason, whether it's clinical or medical or financial, and try to direct them in the right places. I've been lucky enough to see over 300 programs around the country.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I got to tell you, you know, I love the fact that you guys will work, you know, with people. If they can't get to where you're at, that you will help them get somewhere else. And the other thing is that one of your guys, John Dybin, is just amazing, you know. Your clinical director, he's amazing. He's on my show every once in a while, and I got to tell you, what a great spiritual point of view that man has.
John's a great guy, and our boss, Dr. Krantz, I mean, she has really taken the Hanley's vision and run with it. I've known Dr. Krantz since I got sober, and it's been a pleasure to go back and work with John Dybin and Dr. Krantz and really bring Hanley back into the next century.
And did you find that Dr. Krantz is a person that's pretty open-minded to, like the different approaches? And I know that they're getting ready to do some new approaches up there, and she's pretty open-minded to all that stuff, huh?
She is all about recovery, and whatever is great, whatever is going to help the patients, whatever is going to help the families, Dr. Krantz is in favor of it. She's just a wonderful spiritual woman. She's a DO, so her medical background, you know, from family practice and internal medicine and working with addicts since, I think, 1981, gives her kind of a unique perspective, I guess, on recovery. And she's really, you know, holistic in nature, spiritual in nature. She's a wonderful physician and a great boss.
Well, you know, that's always good when you can have that feeling, you know what I mean? Like, you like to go to work, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd love to go to work. My dad always said, if you can find something you love to do, it won't be like work. And, you know, I'm blessed to be in this field and to be with an organization like Hanley. Again, for the third time.
and what is, if somebody was looking for help, a family member had a person that was in need of help, or, you know, you had somebody out there that was listening right now that, you know, wants to stop but can't, what's a phone number for them to call?
800-444-7008. 1-800-4-HANLEY is another one.
Okay.
And there's someone available 24/7 to take a call. And again, we're a private nonprofit, so we can help a lot of people. But if it's, you know, for some reason they can't come to us, we've got the resources to help them find a program that fits for them and their families.
Well, that's the good thing. The good thing is that you're there to help no matter what. And what's on the agenda for you coming on the show? I understand that we're going to be slotting you to come down and be live in the studio with us here coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely love to do it, John. Anytime I can talk to people about recovery, I am all for it. I just think that the opportunity to give back, if you will, what I've been blessed to get and blessed to learn in this field has been a great opportunity and a great life experience for me. And I'm looking forward to come down and spend some more time with you in the studio and talk about recovery.
It sounds like you have a sober puppy.
I've got two sober puppies, and I've got a friend who just showed up with another sober puppy.
That's a beautiful thing, and they get to greet each other.
Seen me drink.
That's funny. Hey, that's a good thing. So I know a buddy of mine that had an English pit bull or an English bulldog, and an English bulldog that he smoked crack around for many years, and when he got sober, the dog was neurotic for like 2 years afterwards.
Yeah, I had an Irish setter. He used to like to drink.
That's amazing. It's amazing. You know something? A day at a time, we get to be different people today, and, you know, and we get to carry a message of hope, and we get to show up at, like, you know, Rally for Recovery, and you know, may it be here or in Boca or maybe up in New York. I know Ken Seeley is up in New York right now.
Ken's up in New York. I mean, I know Ken well. We're both members of the Association of Intervention Specialists, so I've gotten to spend some time with Ken. He's a good guy.
Yeah, actually, he was just on this show a couple of weeks ago. I really, really enjoyed the conversation. He is like no games, man. I love that guy.
Yeah, now Ken's all about recovery and, you know, helping the alcoholics who still suffer to find some treatment.
Absolutely. And then there's Mike Conis. Is that correct? Is that a Mike Conis?
Mike Conis? Michael's one of our directors, and Michael got picked to represent the state of Florida to walk across the Brooklyn Boys Bridge today for recovery.
That's wild. And he's representing all of the state of Florida out of all the treatment programs.
He's representing the state of Florida. And I imagine he's doing a great job at it. Michael's a great guy and been in recovery himself quite a while. And has been with Hanley for a number of years now.
Well, you know, it's good things like that, you know, that are blessings, and we get to take them and enjoy them. And I bet you he has a smile, you know, as from ear to ear.
Yeah, as you said earlier, you're not trying to be in a couple of places at the same time and not showing up for any of them. You know, today we get to show up and be accountable.
Accountability, isn't it amazing?
It's a wonderful thing.
You know, Michael, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the staff give you a call. We're going to schedule something for you to come down to the studio within the next couple of weeks, and I want to sit down, and we'll just, you know, go through exactly how you came about, you know, what made you make your decisions to change, and how maybe your message can help another person to change also, and I want to invite you down to do that. And we'll look forward to having you down. It would probably be the middle part of next week sometime.
Absolutely, love to do it, John. And everybody out there, have a wonderful sober day today.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank you for being on the show. And we'll look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. And there you go. That was, of course, Michael Walsh. And he is he's the director of intake for the Hanley Center out of Palm Beach. And they're up there right now hanging out at the Boca Rally for Recovery, and if you're in the Boca area and you are looking for Rally for Recovery, you can give them a holler, or you can go to Rally for Recovery Boca on the website, and you can get all that information. And again, you know, there's Rally for Recovery is happening. It is National Recovery Month, and it's happening across the country. As we speak, we have one going on up in the New York City area. We have one in L.A. We have one going on up in a wonderful place called L.A. And of course, we're wishing everybody a happy, safe Rally for Recovery Day. And we also want to let people know that if you're in the mood, and you want to tune in tomorrow night from 9 to 11, we're going to be talking about the aftermath of a good sober day, how the day after you can remember everything, you can have a good time, you can have everything that you need, and have fun, and you don't have to, you know, be a person that's using to enjoy life on life's terms. So we want to, at this point, go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Rally for Recovery, and we're going to talk more about some upcoming things. We're going to have a couple of people that we're going to be speaking to on the phone. Arthur from Soul Recovery, Soul Sobriety. We're going to have him, Alternative Soul Sobriety, and we're also going to have Jocko. And Jocko is from Jocko Automotive, and he supported this rally in a big way. So we'll be talking with those folks when we come back. Thanks.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction?
we can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now, and you'll receive three great bonuses, plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and two free books. Call toll-free, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited-time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower...